Well, hello. The Australian share market fell for the fourth time in 5 days on Thursday. The ASX 200 dropping back by just 24 points or a third of 1% to 6,649. So for the past month or so, we've been really stuck in quite a narrow trading range of around 2%. There hasn't quite been enough good news to really take us to the next level and break through the best levels on record, but also not quite enough bad news to drag us significantly lower either. But today was a mixed bag. We had the banks are dropping back with the exception of CBA, which rose slightly. Mining companies were mostly under pressure with the exception of gold stocks, which have done quite well recently. It's due to a number of reasons. One of them is the fact that there hasn't been much progress made on the US-China dispute front, but secondly, the fact that interest rates are very low globally, so that can make gold a bit more attractive to some investors. So today, we had companies like Evolution Mining, Newcrest, Northern Star and Regis lifting by as much as 5%. BHP Billiton was down about 1.5%. It received a broker downgrade from a major player in the market. And South32 was also down about 1.6%. This is on its quarterly update that it released earlier this morning. Now, energy stocks down for a second day, mainly due to a fall in the oil price, which has fallen back another 1.5% last night after falling almost 3.5% a day earlier. But we also had quarterly updates from the likes of Santos and also Woodside, and both didn't really impress too much. Stocks in both of those companies lost quite a bit of ground. Now, for Woodside, we had production and revenue heading backwards between April and June. It was partly due to maintenance work that it carried out at one of its big projects in WA called Pluto LNG, but also the fact that LNG prices have fallen back has not been helpful either. The worst performer, though, on the ASX 200 was CIMIC, which dropped back about 19%. It actually hit a two-year low because its profits were out last night and only rose by a very modest 1%, which disappointed some. And on the flip side, property group Lendlease was the big standout. It rose almost 5%. It's entered into an agreement to do work for the next 10 to 15 years for Google in the US, and this is in San Francisco. Now, on the economic front, all eyes were on an update on jobs growth today. Mixed bag, really. We had only 500 jobs added in the past month, well short of expectations, but the unemployment rate was steady at 5.2%. So overall, the result not bad enough perhaps to warrant a rate cut in August as far as what the market's pricing. The Aussie dollar finally stronger at 70.3 US.